This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, the Club Tech Night had an excellent presentation by David, VK5KK, on software-defined radio, both on-screen and with a number of completed projects on display, that showed the evolution of the development. Project 1 was a UHF SDR plus SDR2 GO. This kit is no longer available. Project 2, a UHF plus STM32/SDR with a VFO control via 600-step encoder. Project 3 was an MCHF HF SDR transceiver, open source firmware, and can be loaded on Google on MCHF and is available as a kit. Project 4, MCHF VHF SDR transceiver, all mode with a 25-watt output. Note, competition for KX3 at a lower price. Project 5, a Russian Tulip SDR transceiver, not open source and everything is in Russian. Google Translate required. The HQ SDR/DUC SDR transceiver PCB costs $900 fully loaded. Project 6, Lime SDR transceiver PCB, USB 3 and 60 MHz bandwidth, used with a good PC, controlled by Raspberry Pi, running Raspbian and PIHP SDR. David's comment, work in progress, Lime or Lemon, who knows. The presentation was followed by questions, discussions, and web links. Well done, David. The second event on the agenda was a review and display of members' microwave mobile equipment. The next Tech Night will be on Wednesday, 17th of May, and will be a presentation by Steve, VK5AIM, on antenna parameter measurement and comparisons. Wednesday, 31st of May, will be a fifth Wednesday, and the suggested event will be a social / meal evening, venue and time to be advised. The 3, 5 and 10 GHz beacons are back on air. Signal reports would be welcome to vk5mak@wia.org.au. John, VK5NI's efforts for the Science Alive at the Elizabeth Library for Sunday, 7th of May, are progressing. Set up from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m, public admission 10 a.m. to 4:30. Volunteers can contact John direct. Bruce, VK5 VAB's arrangements for the Scouts Anzac Overnight Vigil at Monopara is progressing well. Radio is set up on the 24th of April, assisted by EARC members. We are approximately 4 weeks away from the WIAGM at Handorf. Look forward to seeing you there. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, again with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We hope that you have all returned safely from your Easter celebrations in one piece and are in good health. By all accounts, the inaugural Tekel Auto Sprint Port Lincoln went very well indeed, and may turn out to be the Port Lincoln equivalent of our own legend of the Lakes Hill Climb here in Mount Gambier. Very well organised and run by the Eyre Peninsula Auto Sports Club, it was a very good thing for the city and all concerned. It attracted a good crowd of enthusiastic supporters. The Southeast Radio Group, represented by Greg, VK5ZGY and XYL Gabby, Charles, VK5HD and partner Lindley, some first-class video will result once the task of editing it all has been completed. Using cameras and gear supplied by the Surge, a local electrical contractor ran out all of the cabling for the event, and the local camera club provided personnel to man the cameras, which was an enormous help, as this is quite a big task. Once everything was hooked up, Greg and Gabby ran the system for the weekend, and everything worked flawlessly. Charles and Lindley, who co-own and operate LC Aerial Photography, had the big drone in the air for most of the weekend, and some awesome footage will no doubt result. By all accounts, a number of locals have expressed interest in coming down to the Mount for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb event to be held later in the year, so it sounds as though our members have created a good impression. Many thanks to Greg, Gabby, Charles and Linley for another brilliant effort. Once again, I will remind you that a dinner will be one of the highlights of our 2017 annual convention on the June long weekend. Dinner will comprise entree, choice of two mains, choice of dessert, and we have been able to keep the cost at $25 per head again this year. Dinner bookings may be emailed to Andrew, VK5, Foxtrot Alpha Whiskey Sierra at 4100262@gmail.com. I say again, 4100262@gmail.com. If any of you who wish to attend the dinner have special needs, that is, vegan, lactose or gluten intolerant, please let us know how many special meals would be required in your group and what they need in your booking email. Payment may be made via bank deposit, but you must state on the deposit that it is for the dinner. Andrew, VK5KET, is handling all entries for the fox hunt, and entries for this should be emailed to him at vk5ket@wia.org.au, stating the number of people in your team and their call signs or names preferably. Andrew's email again, vk5ket@wia.org.au. Bank deposits for the fox hunts must contain the reference fox hunt in the deposit. Bank details will be notified via return email on receipt of your dinner booking or fox hunt entry. The Sunday will feature two guest speakers. The home brew competition, Strictly Ham will be in attendance both days, and numerous trader and second hand tables will be there. The prize presentations will precede the dinner on Sunday. On Saturday afternoon there will be a come and try where the public will be invited to have a session on the microphone on either HF, VHF or UHF to get a taste of what amateur radio is all about. Please consider coming along as you will be made to feel very welcome. The South East Radio Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month at the club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, commencing at 7:30 p.m. sharp. Supper is provided following our meetings and we welcome visitors. Hope to see you there soon. As usual, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a good week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Heading home from overseas tonight, and should be home in time to take part in the AHARS 2-metre net. Are you one of the participants on this net? It runs every Monday night starting at 8 p.m. and usually finishes about 9:30, and of course it's on the AHARS 147 2-metre repeater. Wysant is looking for volunteers to help out with the Rally of the Heartland over two weekends. The first is the weekend of the 2nd to the 4th of June. The second will be known as the Light Force Rally SA, the Rally of the Heartland. September the 15th to the 17th. If you would like to help, get in touch with Lewis Coleshill at rally@wysant.org.au. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Everyone's welcome. May the 18th, Gerard, VK5ZQV, will tell us about his visits to Friedrichshafen Ham Radio Convention held each year in Germany. The WIA AGM and Convention of Harndorf is on the 19th to the 21st of May. If you've not yet booked, go on to the WIA website and see what technical sessions and demonstrations are being offered. You can attend for just one day or part of a day if something interests you. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. The shack is open on the second Saturday of every month for a social morning. Admission is via a gold coin donation, with tea and coffee provided. Fourth Saturday of each month, AHARS has a technical session, and the program of what is being presented will be on the AHARS website before each session. Another regular event is the luncheon at the Blackwood RSL, Brighton Parade Blackwood. These are held on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. No need to book, be there by 11:45 for a 12 noon start. If you miss out on this on-air broadcast, you can always go to the Northeast Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file to listen to later. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Northeast Radio Club is all one word. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or send me a text message to 0428 835 621 and I'll get back to you. Well, that's all for today.
And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, this is Nick VK5ZAT with some dates and notes for Wison members and others that might be interested in attending our AGM or helping out with upcoming events. The AGM will be held on Friday the 5th of May at the Scout SA Centre for Adventurous Activities, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North, from 19:30. Please RSVP to Andrew McMichael at secretary@sa.wysen.org.au for catering purposes. A discussion forum on the past and future of Wysen SA, what do you want it to be, will be held before supper and the AGM. This year, Wysen SA are providing a radio safety net to competitors and officials at two car rallies and a horse endurance ride, Rally of the Heartland and Rally of SA. Charlie McEachern, VK5KDK, has had to retire from organising these events for Wysen due to a health issue. We thank Charlie for the fantastic job he has done over the years. Louis Coleshill, VK5FLY, has agreed to be the organiser for the car rallies on behalf of Wysen. Louis can be contacted via rally@sa.wysen.org.au. Firstly, the Rally of the Heartland, 3rd and 4th of June 2017. This event is aimed at classic car competitors. The rally is a 350-kilometre competitive event on a relatively compact loop based in the Hallett-Burra area, with long special stages on bulletproof roads, all with special stage setup. Stages through wind farms are a special feature. The event will run on Saturday and Sunday and is also a round of the SARC on the Saturday. All categories will do a very long 70km plus night stage. Officials can camp on the course at a local property owner's venue. Cheap, big skies, fires, barbecue. What could be better? The rally will be known as Light Force Rally SA, the Rally of the Heartland. Secondly, the ARC round, 15th and 16th of September 2017. This event is our traditional one and is the SA round of the Australian Rally Championship. It is also an SARC event based in Mount Crawford. The event will run on 2 days, Friday afternoon and night for the Nationals only, and Saturday, the SARC round, will be open to all entrants. The event will be known as Light Force Rally SA. Details on how to register for either or both of the car rallies can be found on the Wysen SA website. The horse endurance ride is the Tom Quilty Gold Cup National Competition, with 200 horses competing on a 160km course at Wirrina on July 7. If you are interested in assisting Wysen in providing safety communications for this event, please contact Louis Coleshill, VK5FLY, or myself, Nick McLean, VK5ZAT, at rally@sa.wysen.org.au. To recap, 4 dates for those interested. The AGM on Friday the 5th of May, the Rally of the Heartland the 3rd and 4th of June, the Horse Endurance Ride on Friday July 7th, and the ARC round Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of September. Thank you and good morning.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. The next general meeting will be held on Friday the 12th of May, and it will be a talk about the history of police communications and trunking radio network systems. So come along on the night and find out about all this interesting activity by South Australia's finest. And don't forget that the meetings are held at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. And the hall opens at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. So there's plenty of parking available, and tea, coffee and soft drinks are available on the night. So get there early and get a seat. So I hope to see you there. And the next Tech Night will be on Friday the 28th of April, which will be a presentation by our Guru-in-Chief, Rob, VK5RC, and it's all about integrated circuits for use in amateur radio. So once again, that'll be at our usual meeting venue at the Modbury West Community Hall. So I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. Short and sweet, I know, but 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.